Pope Francis has made a plea for religious harmony with the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque. Francis also called for Catholics and Muslims to join forces to push leaders to do more about climate change. The Pope is in Indonesia as he begins a tour of the region. Adam Hancock has the story.
Southeast Asia's largest mosque in the world's most populous Muslim country. It's not exactly the place that you'd expect to find the head of the Catholic Church, but that's where Pope Francis was on Thursday, as he met with leaders from the 6 recognised religions in Indonesia. He also viewed a tunnel that connects the mosque with a nearby cathedral, symbolising a message of interfaith harmony.
Questo è un grande dono che ogni giorno siete chiamato a coltivare.
This is a great gift that you are called to cultivate every day so that religious experiences may be reference points for a fraternal and peaceful society and never reasons for closed-mindedness or confrontation.
The Pope will spend 3 nights in Indonesia on the first leg of his Asia-Pacific tour. Less than 5% of the country's population are Catholic, with over 85% Muslim. Indonesia is known for its tolerance with freedom of religion enshrined in the country's constitution. But there have been flashpoints. In 2021, suspected Islamist militants blew themselves up outside of a packed Catholic church on Sulawesi Island. The attack took place on Palm Sunday. Saddam Hussein Pareto is a Catholic who lives in the Indonesian half of Timor Island, a very Christian part of the country.
We live a happy Catholic life in Indonesia, but there's a discrimination when we go on to mass.
Saddam is hopeful that the Pope's trip to Indonesia can go some way to addressing these issues.
This visiting can encourage people to pray in free, to go to church in free, and to go to pray to the other home, to the other communities in free, and there's no discrimination.
Interest in this visit has been high in Indonesia, with the Pope greeted by large crowds during his engagements. On Thursday evening, he held a mass in Jakarta's 80,000 capacity national stadium. Dion Isius Windarto was one of the performers in the choir at the service. He told me about the excitement that many Indonesians have for this visit.
You can see from any kind of social media, TikTok, IG, whenever we post something about the Pope, they say to me, like, I'm very excited to see what the Pope look like and what's the Pope want to say about us in Indonesia.
The 11-day visit in Southeast Asia is the longest tour that Pope Francis has ever been on. It's a grueling schedule for an 87-year-old who's been suffering from health issues. He'll head to Papua New Guinea on Friday before stopping in Timor-Leste and Singapore. For NPR News, I'm Adam Hancock in Singapore.